This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. The Republican budget bill has big cuts to Medicaid, which Democrats say will be disastrous. On a call with top state Democrats Wednesday, health leaders also warned about potential effects. Joe Thine is CEO of Southwest Health System in Cortez.
Our hospital provides many other services that if they were not available, people would have to travel hours to receive. Things like outpatient rehabilitation, surgery, and we're the primary ambulance transportation for most of the county here in Southwest Colorado.
The hospital is one of six Colorado providers that are most vulnerable to cuts or even closure. University of Colorado Regent Wanda James has been censured by the CU Board of Regents. They voted 7-1 to discipline James at a meeting Wednesday for what they say is a conflict of interest. It stemmed from James speaking out against an anti-cannabis campaign at CU that used racist tropes. James also owns a cannabis dispensary and says she was unfairly targeted.
We are here today because my fellow regents and these political law firms they hired think that I violated my duties by speaking out against racism. 100% false.
This is only the second time in the CU system's history that a regent has been censured. It does not impact her role as a regent, which will expire in 2029. The Denver Fan Expo, or what is commonly referred to as Comic-Con, kicks off today. CPR's Kiara Damari has more.
The convention is a place for fans of comic books, science fiction, and anime to gather and meet the people behind their favorite works, like stars from The Mummy or The Lord of the Rings. More than 110,000 people are expected to attend this year, making it one of the largest fan expos in the country. The four-day conference runs through Sunday at the Colorado Convention Center. I'm Kiara Damari, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.